Talking of Castlemaine, that's a destination right now as we talk to Darren Fuzzard, who is the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo.
How's things?
Things are very good, thank you, Robbo.
Good, glad
to
hear.
How are your things?
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, so I've been told anyway. The business support for the Ring of Steel, and I've been working on this one, the Ring of Steel, may it rust in peace. Like what I did there?
Robbo.
That's not bad, is it?
That's very good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Very nice to see it disappearing anyway.
Indeed, indeed. So lots of business support now as that lifts.
Yeah, that's right, Robbo. So traditionally, Melbourne people are about half of our visitor economy. So that's overnight stays and day visitors, Robbo. So we want to make sure that when they come back in the droves, which we're expecting pretty soon, that they get a very warm welcome and have the usual great experience that they have come to expect. So, meanwhile, of course, making sure that everybody's safe in that process from the COVID-19 perspective. So, our visitor information centres in Castlemaine and Molden, Robbo, they've been open for a couple of weeks or so now, and we are working with local businesses on a range of measures to safely and efficiently manage all of those extra visitors who we're expecting. We've been helping businesses get their COVID-safe plans right. We've been to help handle that extra influx of visitors that we're expecting, as well as helping them tap into financial support and counselling. We've got, just with that managing of people coming in, we've got street decals to help people with nominating what physical distancing requirements are. We've got travel safe postcards, posters, we've got guidelines, and we've got checklists on hand for all of the local businesses, Robbo, to use and also to display in their businesses. We've been holding, very recently, we held some specific information sessions for food and drink operators, accommodation providers as well, and also general business, all related to COVID requirements, Robbo. And we're helping hospitality businesses to expand their outdoor dining options, which has included waiving permit fees for on-street dining and footpath trading for the whole year. And just a reminder, we are also offering tourism businesses a free 12-month membership to our tourism membership program, which we hope will help them with marketing and promotion, Robbo. So
yeah.
Wanted to mention those things because we know that there's also some businesses who have really been waiting to see what's going to happen in Melbourne before they reopen, Robbo. So we just wanted to mention those activities we've already been doing. There's more as well, and anybody who's yet to look at reopening their business or someone who's looking for a bit more help still, have a look on our connectmountalexander.com.au website. So that's Connect Mount Alexander, all one word. And you can find out a lot more there. Or feel free to give us a call on 5471 1700 and ask to have a chat with someone in our fantastic economy and culture team who would be more than happy to walk you through what we can do to help you out.
Okay, and that sort of all ties in then to the business workshop too, providing COVID-19 support. That's all, I guess, all a part of that whole thing, really.
Very much so, Robbo. And this is one of those many workshops that you and I have talked about for quite some time that we put on. This one's obviously a very specific one called COVID-19 Support and Opportunities, Keeping Your Business on Track. And this one's about making sense of the different government packages that are available at the moment and covers how to support your employees as well. So as they have been for some time, this one is free and online. And as always, it's been run in partnership with our very good friends and supporters at Small Business Victoria, Robbo. So that workshop is on Tuesday the 17th of November. It's running from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. As I say, it's on Zoom and it's free. And if you want to get into that one, just go to the Mount Alexander website and look under business resources for that workshop titled COVID-19 Support and Opportunities and book yourself in.
Right. And before you leave us, new councillors starting, officially being sworn in and training and all that sort of biz as the new look council gets into gear.
That's right, Robbo. So that was announced, of course, last week, like most of the other councils. We got three councillors returned and four new councillors are joining us. So this afternoon, we're starting the process of induction for that new team. So that includes swearing them in, as you say, and doing also the mandatory training that is required to enable them to legally act as councillors, in amongst a lot of other information that we're going to start sharing with them over the next few weeks. So just wanted to acknowledge in the Castlemaine ward, Robbo, Rosie Anea, Bill Maltby and Gary McClure are our new councillors, all new councillors. In the Long ward, we've got Matthew Driscoll, and who's also a new councillor. In the Tarrengower Ward, we've got returning councillor Stephen Gardner. The Calder Ward, we've got returning councillor Tony Cordy, and the Colliban Ward, we've got returning councillor Christine Henderson. So really great to have some new community leaders joining us, Robbo, and to welcome back several of the previous councillors there as well.
Yep, absolutely. So I guess the training session is you with a rider's crop walking up and down for, in front of them saying, here's how it works, guys. Is that sort of...
Yeah, that probably will go for about 2 minutes before I'm told, shown what the organisational structure is, Robbo, and reminded that I work for them.
Exactly. No, listen, that's great, Darren. Thanks very much indeed. Have a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
No worries, Robbo. Thank you.
Good on you. Cheers.